Come and have a look at Father killing the cock-a-doodle-doo.
Said Ma one day to Pa, I'd like a bit of poultry. Dad said, right you are, I'll go and kill the cock with a chopper in his hand. He interviewed the bird, was Father's greatest fight, for in the first round this occurred. When poor old Father tried to kill the cock-a-doodle-doo, talk of Ballyclover and the field of Waterloo. It fastened on his raspberry nose and round it flew. And you couldn't tell our father from the cock-a-doodle-doo. Poor old father, stuck his spurs into him. Dad shoved it in the tank and did his best to drown it, but oh, it never sank. It was hatched out by a duck, and when it knocked him down with just one mighty peck, a pair of big black hens were laying eggs down Father's neck. When poor old Father tried to kill the cock-a-doodle-doo, the neighbors shouted, coward, oh, he's not as tall as you. So Dad went on his hands and knees and skin and whiskers flew, for Father had a cockfight with that cock-a-doodle-doo. You ought to see Father on his hands and knees, picking away at the old rooster. Then Father, just for spoof, bowed up and brought his left around, the cock flew on the roof. And while we shouted foul, Dad climbed the gutter spout, and on the chimney stack he wrestled with the cock and got him down upon his back. When poor old Father tried to kill the cock-a-doodle-doo, they both fell down the chimney, Father got stuck in the flue. Said Mother as she grabbed his tootsies, while I pull you through, you'd better sweep the chimney with the cock-a-doodle-doo. When poor old Father tried to kill the cock-a-doodle-doo, the man rode up on horseback, he'd a bit of paper blue. He handed it to Dad, who said there won't be any stew. God bless me, it's a pardon for the cock-a-doodle-doo. When poor old Father tried to kill the cock-a-doodle-doo. Oh dear, you've never seen such a thing in your life. Here's their father on top of the chimney. They both fell down. Oh, he was all full of soot, black and...